Good Wednesday morning, everybody. It's now 8 o'clock a.m. It's now time for the community information interview. And in the studio today, we have traveling musicians called Musicianaries. Brand new word I just heard. Howie and Debbie Campbell, welcome to the network.
Well, good morning,
hello.
Johnny.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for stopping in. You guys were in Plainview Sunday night.
Exactly.
And
Broadway Brew.
There
great
you go.
Coffee house if you're in Plainview. It's wonderful. Good
okay.
folks.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, you introduced me to a new word, and we were talking about that a little bit. It's pretty cool. Give us a little bit of what is a musicianary?
Musicianaries. Basically, what we do is we take the good news of Jesus Christ on the wings of music. We use the language of music to communicate the gospel.
Right.
And we do that because there are a lot of places where you cannot just bring the gospel in, but we can mm-hmm. go in as musicians,
right.
as folk musicians, and sing what's on our heart, and Jesus happens to be what's on
Man,
our heart.
Man, that's
so we kind of go in undercover.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Go in as musicians, but we're carrying the good news.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And when you get there, you just give it to them, right? Just give them the gospel.
Not exactly. We try to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves.
You gotcha.
Know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm. gotcha.
So we got the wise as serpents part. You know, that's going in as musicians. Gentle mm-hmm. as doves, that's been a little struggle for me, but I think I'm getting better at it.
Right. Well, and the Lord, you know, will bless you in that area.
Yeah.
He has all of us, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys are from... Is this right? Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right. That's our home base.
That's where you're based out of, but you mm-hmm. literally travel all over the United
over the
States.
We do. We actually gave up the home we were living in 8 years ago, put everything in storage, moved out into the van, and we traveled nearly full time now, just sharing the good
wow.
news through music.
So where are you headed in the next week or two?
We're going to be doing a concert for the Parks and Rec Department of Buena Vista Thursday night.
No, we're talking Buena Vista,
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, where's that at?
And then the following week, we'll be at the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
Man.
Yeah.
You guys are really traveling.
Yes. And then from there, we head back east. We're going to stop in Kansas City and then Indiana, Ohio, back to Virginia.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And then up to New York and New England.
Wow.
Meanwhile, we'll be stopping at open mics. There's one in Colorado this evening in Colorado Springs we hope to make it to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is cool. Now, you have a website. You have a Facebook page. You have all kinds of stuff for folks to look at and get information and hear
right.
yes.
what you
hear
do.
Music.
Yeah, they just go to wisdomandtruth.org. And is spelled out A-N-D. So wisdomandtruth.org. Our testimonies are there. You can give to us. You can support the ministry through there. There's a video on our homepage that
yeah.
tells, you know, in detail what our ministry right. is and how we do it.
A friend of ours in Atlanta, Georgia last year put together a really cool video for us.
Good.
And it's on the front page of wisdomandtruth.org.
Videos are always good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I understand some folks are listening to us on or watching us on webcam.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
So, hi.
There you go. That is wonderful. Well, you guys are musicianaries. You're gifted with the music. What type of music do you normally play? Or?
I'm pretty diverse. You know, I play a mm-hmm. little jazz, a little rock, a little folk. One of our CDs is Hymns from the 1700s called mm-hmm. Colonial Meditations.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our music is available on iTunes, Amazon. You can stream it on Spotify, whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got YouTube videos up. But so Colonial Meditations is Hymns from the 1700s done just two acoustic guitars, no words.
No words.
But then my other CD... Wayfaring Strangers Amped is our rock CD. The keyboard player, Tony, played with Blue Oyster Cult years ago. And
wow.
So,
some probably of the songs, good musicians.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Christian now, so.
Well, that's good.
Some of the sounds sound like Allman Brothers, you know, or whatever. So it's a good rocking CD. It's
okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, y'all be sure to listen. Tune in Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to have music with a message, and I'll play two of y'all songs.
Sounds great, Johnny.
I'll find it on Spotify. I'll put you guys in the play mix or playlist, and then we'll air a couple of your songs. So be sure
awesome.
To stay tuned in
awesome.
For that.
Awesome.
Because I'm excited about it hearing it now. I didn't get a chance to hear before you got here.
Right. Okay.
You guys left Plainview and came in, and the guys in Plainview hollered at us. Hey, Plainview, we're just...
Spontaneous.
Yeah,
I'm glad
that's
you were
fine.
Open for it.
Yeah, I'm always open
You remember Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Vaguely.
Well, Paul Stuckey lives in Blue Hill, Maine, and he got a little radio station started up there that we did an interview on years ago. It's a secular station, but I was able to, you know, interest the people up there, you know, just give them a little teaser of Jesus. And that's what we do as musicianaries.
Right.
Sometimes we go into a place where, you know, we can't really sing a lot about Jesus.
Right.
So we bring it in through things like the old spirituals, Wayfaring Stranger, Poor Wayfaring Stranger. That's one of our theme songs. And that's how we start to work in. Did you know James Taylor sang about Jesus?
Interesting.
And so we sing a song, you know, and people know James Taylor.
Yeah.
But they might not know that he sang about Jesus.
Another thing we do is wherever we go, we work with a local body. And we train in personal evangelism. So when we're doing these concerts in the park or in coffee houses or, you know, in the farmer's market.
Sure.
We'll have believers in that area that, you know, are partnering with us so that they can take the seeds that we've sown and continue to cultivate them and bring them to fruition.
Because it's all about making disciples.
Yeah, that's the key right
that's
there.
That's the Great Commission.
Man, that is the Great Commission. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, you hear people evangelizing, and I've been a part of it as my, you know, in the past where we get to go to New York City and evangelize out on the streets or go down to New Orleans during Mardi Gras. I've been down there numerous times. And you have to have local ministries that you're partnered with, because the key is doing what Jesus said, making disciples.
Exactly.
So that's key right there.
That's long term.
Yes, sir.
The hit
and
run ministry is only part of it, you know?
Right.
And we find our ministry is most effective when we come back to an area over and over again.
Yeah.
Establish relationships, find local believers that we can work with so that, you know, any new believers can be plugged in.
Exactly.
A lot of what we do also is encourage the saints. You know, our ministry is one of encouragement. You know, there's a lot of Christians that don't know how to get out into the community.
Right.
And so we facilitate that.
Right. And that's always good to get them out of that church. Get them out of those four walls.
Oh,
get them out there doing something.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people that really want to. They just
don't know how. Right. Or have an opportunity.
Right.
And so you guys can facilitate one of those opportunities.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So where's your main area that you like to travel in the most? I mean, are you kind of new with the Texas Panhandle area? Is this kind of new to you?
This is our third year in Texas.
Okay.
I would say that most of our efforts have been focused on the north, across the north. It's, you know, you get into towns that's maybe, you know, 6% evangelical Christians. So they're prime for a ministry like ours.
Gotcha.
You know, places in Vermont and Maine and New Hampshire, New York.
Right.
Oregon. Washington. You know,
wow.
Montana. You know.
And then, of course, the Rosebud Indian Reservation. We've had a heart for Native American ministry for quite some time.
Wow.
And because we've been there now a number of years, we're able to cultivate those.
We've had some amazing experiences on the Rosebud. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize there are like 6 reservations in upstate New York.
Wow. That is something else, man. That's crazy cool. Well, all right. Let us know. Are you going to be back through our area?
We want to. Hey, I was going to ask you, any places to play in town?
There you go. That's what we need to know. If there's someone interested in contacting you, you can call me here at the studio or give us that information one more time.
Yes, it's wisdomandtruth.org. Go through our website. There's a contact page. You can email us. And, you know, bring us into your community.
We would love to work with you here in the Panhandle. One of the things that we thought we wouldn't have a very successful ministry in the Bible Belt because everybody's a Christian, right?
Well
we've discovered that it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that really need to go deeper.
That's the truth. Yeah. That is the truth. It is a cultural thing, like you said. And a lot of those people that say they may know Jesus, but they're not his. That's not their focus. I mean, may know about him.
Right.
You know,
we had a great ministry down in Kingsville, Texas, at Texas A&M. They have one of the largest international student populations of any college in the nation.
Yes, that's correct.
And we made some incredible inroads last year and this year down there.
Hey, no, one other question. On your website, is there like a tour, like where you're going to be and when you're upcoming and stuff like
that? We've got a schedule, pictures. Hey, the Facebook page is good. You can go through the Facebook page link.
Right, because you do photographs and stuff.
Yeah, lots of pictures. You know, track us as we travel. And,
cool.
Yeah.
Once again, we're in the studio with Howie and Debbie Campbell with Wisdom and Truth Ministry. You can contact them on their website. We've given that to you, wisdomandtruth.org. That's wisdomandtruth.org. Geez, they are Musicianaries.
You got it.
You got it. Well, thank y'all for stopping
in.
Thank you
very
much. Johnny, thanks for having us. God bless.